弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace be to brothers and sisters.
请我们打开圣经。
Let's turn open our Bibles.
约书亚记。
To the book of Joshua.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
今朝早我愿意同弟兄姊妹一同嚟交通一个题目。
I'd like for us to take up this following topic this morning.
今朝早嘅题目咧，实在如果我哋一定读落去嘅时候咧，你会发觉系喺呢一章嘅圣经嘅里头。
A topic which will become quite self-evident as we read into the word that's here in Joshua.
我今朝早嘅题目系去。得那未得之地。
Today's topic is to gain or to take up the land which has been promised.
请我们看约书亚记十三章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter
13. 由第一节。
We'll begin with verse 1.
第二节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
去揾到嚇，約書亞記第十三章第一節嗰度話：約書亞年紀老邁，耶和華對他說：你年紀老邁了，還有許多未得之地。
Chapter 13, verse 1, it says, Now Joshua was old and advanced in years when the Lord said to him, You are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed.
第二節就是腓利士人的全景。和基述人的全地。
This is the land that remains, all the regions of the Philistines and all those of the Geshurites.
第四节。
Moving on to verse 4.
又有迦南人的全地。
To the south, all the land of the Canaanite.
第六节。
And then verse 6.
山地的一切居民，从黎巴嫩直到米斯利弗。马音就是所有的西顿人。
It says all the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon as far as Misrephoth Maim, all the Sidonians.
跟住就话我必在以色列人面前赶出他们去，你只管照我所吩咐的，将这地拈阄分给以色列人为业。
I will drive them out from before the sons of Israel.Only allotted to Israel for an inheritance as I have commanded you.
然后我们再看十四章。
Then let's jump to Joshua chapter 14.
第十四章第十节。
Verse 10.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的使我存活这四十五年。期间以色列人在旷野行走，看啊，现今我八十五岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出入，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这山地给我，那里有阿纳族人，并宽大坚固的城。你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Reading verse 10. Now behold, the Lord has let me live just as he spoke these 45 years. From the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses when Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am 85 years old today. I am still as strong today as I was in the day of Moses when Moses sent me. As my strength was then, so my strength is now.For war and for going out and coming in. Now then, give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day that Anakim were there with great fortified cities. Perhaps the Lord will be with me and I will drive them out as the Lord has spoken.
好，再睇第十五章。
Then let's turn to chapter 15.
第十七节开始。
Beginning of verse 17.
加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀涅夺取了那城， 加勒就把女儿押撒给他为妻。押撒过门的时候，劝丈夫向他父亲求一块田。押撒一下怒，加勒问他说：你要什么？他说：求你赐福给我，你既将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。他父亲就把上泉下泉赐给他。
Beginning reading of verse 17, and Othniel the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it, so he gave him Aksa, his daughter, as a wife. And it came about that when she came to him, she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she alighted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, what do you want? Then she said, give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev, give me also springs of water. So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs.
好，圣经就读咁多。
We'll end our Bible reading here for now.
好，请我哋再一次低头祷告。
Let's come together once again in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我哋感谢你。
Our beloved Lord, we thank you.
我哋又来到你嘅面前。
That once again we're able to come into your presence.
主啊，求你将一个赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
We ask that you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
主啊，照着你自己的话，主啊，你向我哋讲。
And that by your words you will speak to us.
啊，求主又叫我哋明白过嚟。
Permit for us to have an understanding of your words.
愿意主啊，你引导我哋成为一个遵行你话语嘅人。
Guide us such that we will become ones who follows through with your words.
主啊，求你纪念今朝早呢段时间。
Remember this time this morning, Lord. May your presence be evident among us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We thank the Lord that He continues to provide the opportunity for us to delve into the study of the book of Joshua. I hope that the timing of our time that we spend in Joshua, that being possibly maybe once a month, because it's so space far apart, that it would not allow us to be forgetful about what we have already studied.
不过弟兄姊妹，我哋要嚟到主面前，我哋一定要将神嘅话存记喺我哋心中。
We must exercise to learn how to keep the word of God in our hearts.
好啦，我哋知道咧，以色列人从埃及出嚟。
So we know that the Israelites were taken from Egypt. From Egypt.
經過了紅海，在曠野裡面，他們行了40年。
And then having passed through the Red Sea, they now were wandering in the wilderness, and they wandered for 40 years.
神呢，藉著約書亞帶他們又經過約旦河。
And it is Joshua who was the vessel that God used to lead the Israelites through the Jordan, past the Jordan River.
咁咧，我哋記得，我哋又讀過咧。約書亞亦都同佢哋一齊爭戰，去攻打咗耶利哥城，攻打咗艾城。
And you recall Joshua was the leader as the Israelites fought and won the wars at Jericho and at Ai.
並且咧，聖經記載話佢哋將迦南地啊，後來將迦南地嗰度嗰啲所有嘅外邦嘅人。那些迦南的人并且他们的王将他们杀了总共杀了31个。
And in total, they were able to slaughter all of the kings who occupied the Gentile nations or the Canaanite nation, a total of 31 kings.
咁如今呢，来到第13章。
So now we come to chapter 13 of the book of Joshua.
他们站在神曾經應許佢哋嘅祖宗亞伯拉罕嘅話，將呢個迦南地俾佢哋嘅呢一個地方。
And so now they have come to that very place where once before God has spoken to their previous leader, which is Moses, and stated to Moses that this was the land that God was going to provide to the Israelites.
如果弟兄姊妹你睇第十二章咧，嗰度好似俾以色列人佢哋有一個總結。
So it seems that in chapter 12, if you read through the text, there is somewhat of a conclusion there.
就是说他们数算一下他们那个征战的德胜和他们的战果。
Because it goes forward to count the various spoils and the various victories that they had gained as they traveled on this trek.
但是如果我们继续读第13章,
but when we jump into chapter 13,
那裡就記載著剛才我們讀過一段的經文。
It begins with the very verses that we had just finished reading earlier.
沒錯,約書亞是要帶這班以色列人進入去迦南地。
It's true, Joshua was the appointed one to lead the people of Israel into the land of Canaan.
因為神曾經應許過將這個地方給他們的。
Because God had once before promised that this will be their land.
但是来到这个时刻,
but when we come to this particular point in history,
好像呢,他们人呢,就是过了河,
physically, the Israelite people had crossed into the land of Canaan, and so they stood in Canaan.
但是呢,他们好像就是未曾去承受,或者说, 得到这个地方成为他们的产业,
but they have yet to possess the land as their inheritance.
我们读圣经的时候，我们又不知道为什么。
And when we read the Bible, we're not quite sure why that is.
究竟是他们还是怕啊，还是没信心去进行去接受？
Is it because they were still fearful? Was it because they were not single-hearted?
但是无论如何,来到这个地步,神讲了几句话。Regardless
of the reason, we know that God at this point spoke to them.
神怎么说呢? 神就说,约书亚,你年纪老迈。What
did God say? God said, Joshua, you are old and advanced in years.
圣经就说,开始的时候,约书亚年纪老迈。In
fact, the very first words is the Spirit records in the Bible that Joshua was old and advanced in years.
有些读圣经的弟兄们就告诉我们,那时约书亚究竟是多少岁呢?
Now there are some Bible scholars who ask the question, how old was Joshua during this time?
有些人说他过了100岁了。
Some people estimate that he is beyond 100.
我们知道约书亚是
We know that Joshua died at the age of 110. So how old was Joshua at this time and space when God spoke to him? We're not quite sure.
如果那个时候是他们过来站在这个约旦河西这个地方刚过的话呢, 他应该就是大概是85岁这样。
If this particular time was just as they was the time when they had just crossed over the Jordan and they were now in west of the Jordan, then Joshua should be 85 years old.
大概是这样。
Approximately 85 years old.
如果这段话呢，是一段时间，他们过了河之后一段时间讲的呢, 可能他就或者会过了100岁以后的事。
But if some time had already lapsed from the moment that they actually stood after crossing the Jordan, and these words were spoken at a later time, then he would be beyond 85, between 85 and 110. But no matter what his actual age, we know that God himself said, Joshua, you are old and advanced in years.
老是什么意思呢?
What does that mean, old?
很多人都不喜欢死啦,
nobody wants to die, right?
但是呢, 死我们没法子, 不, 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 能够不接受。
But death is something that it comes upon us whether we want it or not.
但是呢不死呢都好过，不老呢都好过死。
Well, in our thoughts, it might be better that it's better for us not to age than to die.
Yeah. 所以呢对老呢这个问题呢都很多人都很敏感。
So many of us are very sensitive on this topic about aging, about being old.
我上一个月去中国大陆
Last month, I had a chance to travel to China to spend time with some brothers and sisters there.
咁咧，我翻嚟咧，我有一个新嘅名喎。
After I returned, I actually have gained a new nickname.
想唔想知我个名新嘅名系叫咩？
Do you know what my new nickname is?
叫做老弟兄。
I'm called the older brother.
Yeah.
The old brother.
嗰次我哋就第一日咁样喺嗰度即系一齐食饭。
On the first day that we arrived in China, we were taking a meal in together with some brothers and sisters.
咁当然我哋基督徒食饭要祈祷啊。
So of course, when we gather and share a meal, we give thanks for the meal.
咁我低头祈祷，但系我听见有人话：啊，老弟兄祈祷。
So I bow my head to give thanks on my own to get ready to give thanks, and all of a sudden I heard from someone else that says, "Oh, let the old brothers pray for us."
咁我都低头，边个老弟兄啫？
And so, because my head was already bowed, I sort of looked around a little bit and figured out who is this old brother of whom he speaks.
冇好耐冇人出声，咁又收尾阿 Sir 撞下我，你啊！
And then so for long as the time there was a pause, this uncomfortable pause. And all of a sudden Esther, who was sitting next to me, sort of poked me on the side and says, I think they're talking about you.
咁啊即係有一晚呢我哋有有班弟兄姊妹想同我一起有啲交通，咁佢就話嚟我哋宿舍交通。
And so one evening at the gathering, at the meeting place, a bunch of other brothers and sisters had hoped to spend some time of fellowship after the gathering with me, and so they invited me to come to their room.
咁我好啊，上去你哋个宿舍啦。咁但系佢哋话六楼啊。
And so I said, okay, I'll come to your dormitory room, but their response was, oh, but it's on the sixth floor, you know.
咁佢话你行唔得噶。
Are you sure you're able to make it up to the sixth floor? And I said, yeah, I can make it up to the sixth floor.
咁佢就話：，我哋慢慢行啦，陪你。
And so their response was, okay, well, we'll just take it slow and we'll wait for you.
咁啊，上到去之後咧，就大家都佢哋冇乜家私嘅，就係瞓喺地下。
Now, when we got up to the room, the dormitory room, there wasn't much furniture there. It was quite Spartan, and so the people there actually just slept on the floor.
咁只有一張凳。
There was only one chair actually in the room.
佢就話：，老弟兄，請你上座。
And so the brother says, oh, older brother, why don't you take the seat?
我不是很老。
And I said, you know, I'm actually not that old.
他就心里就问你贵庚啊。
How old are you? So they asked me, how old are you?
我说你估下啦。
I said, well, why don't you guess?
他就说我估你差零啊。
And they said, maybe in your 70s?
所以咧，我變成了老弟兄。
So without knowing it, I'm now the old brother.
咁其實咧，其實身邊就係有人就講我聽個弟兄姊妹就話，叫你老弟兄咧，其實係尊重你嘅。
So others came and consoled me to say when they label you as the old brother, they actually are giving honor and respect to you.
年長啲啊嘛，咁樣。
That you are older than them.
不過無論如何，有啲人。提到老咧，都唔係咁舒服。
But that's okay. But we know that when it comes to age, many people are very sensitive about getting old.
一次我哋去食嘢喺個餐廳嘅裏邊咧，隔離咧就有兩個細路哥，好得意嘅。
And so one time during our trip, we were eating at a restaurant, and at the other table next to us, there were two children that were sitting there. They were quite adorable.
Yeah, 咁我哋都試著同佢傾偈啊，啊幾多歲啊，小朋友咁樣。
And we were just sort of playing with them, sort of, speaking to them and asking them, oh, how old are you?
啊，叫咩名啊
？What's your name?
咁個細佬哥唔講喎，咁但係咧，唔知係媽咪啊定話邊個？在旁边就话：，啊，你快啲，快啲讲，话俾呢个婆婆听咩名啊，几多岁啊？咁。
And then the kids they were silent. They didn't respond. And so after a period of time, then another adult in their table, whether they're the mother or not, pointed to Esther, right? Yeah. And said, "Oh, tell the old lady how old you are."
咁啊，食完飯之後咧，咁 Esther 話：佢話我真係咁老咩
？And so after we had that meal, Esther then turned to me and says, "Am I really that old?"
因為等陣咪對呢個老住，我哋好敏感嘅。
So we're very sensitive when it comes to the issue of age.
啊，但係無論如何，我哋都會經歷呢個嘅情況。
But still, we're going to pass through those times.
但係呢度啊，你有冇留意到十三章嗰度又话唔止神话阿约书亚你老啦，佢话你年纪老迈啦。
But it's quite interesting, you know, if you look at the description that we just read, because God didn't just say, "Oh, Joshua, you're old." He says, "You are old and advanced in years."
老同埋老迈咧都系有啲分别嘅，系嘛
？Old and advanced in years, there's a difference there.
老迈咧去到好似。唔單止你雞皮學發啦，身體就軟弱，又即係你身體嘅狀況都好差嘅咁樣情況。
So advanced in years has a connotation or the expectation that you're quite frail in terms of your bodily function.
Yeah, 或者你行路都唔方便啦。
That you are quite weak.
想做嘅嘢都就做唔到啦。
You can't ambulate.That you're not able to do the very things that you want to do.
想去嘅地方去唔到。
You want to get to a particular place, but you are unable physically to get there.
啊，我而家我阿媽咧就88歲啊，咁嘅時都係咁樣 complain 嘅。啊，我又講嘢又講唔到，睇嘢睇唔到，想做下呢樣又唔得，嗰樣又唔得。
So my mom is at that stage now. She's 88 years old, and so she always complains. I want to say something, and my speech is slurred.I want to be able to do something, but I can't do it. I want to get somewhere, I can't get there.
啊，我想去聚會，又去唔到啦，又話腳痛啦，呢樣嗰樣。
I want to go to worship, but every bone in my body aches, and I can't withstand the time.
弟兄姊妹，有一日我哋或者我哋而家仲好後生啊，有一日我哋會老。
Maybe today, as we are seated here, we're quite young.In our age, but one day we'll get to that point.
有一日我哋会去到嗰个地步，我哋想做嘅嘢做唔到。
We will get to a point where the very thing that we want to accomplish we will not be able to accomplish physically.
但问题呢个仲唔系紧要。
That still is not a big issue.
紧要嘅就话神话约书亚你年纪老迈，但系仲有好多未得嘅。
It's still not the critical issue for Joshua. What actually follows is the critical issue. And God says, not only are you old and advanced in years, but He says, very much of the land remains to be possessed.
意思就是说你本来有些责任要去完成的，但是到现在你去到几乎不能动的时候，你还没做。
That means that there was an accountability that was for Joshua to fulfill.That there was something that he needed to fulfill, and even now, up to this very point, he has yet to fulfill that responsibility.
本来神将一个责任交咗俾你。
There was a responsibility that God had entrusted to Joshua.
你又要喺某一段嘅时间里边嚟到做。
And he needed to fulfill that responsibility within a certain amount of time.
你一直冇做到。
But he has yet to fulfill it.
唔单止一直冇做到，到而家，你根本体力都唔能够再做嘅时候。你還是做不到出來。
Not only has he not accomplished it, but based on just his physical being, he is even more frail. frail and would not seem to be able to fulfill the responsibility.
神俾約書亞嘅責任係帶領以色列人過約旦河，征戰得到嘅地方，然後喺嗰度抽籤分地俾以色列人。
The responsibility that was given to Joshua was to lead the Israelites over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan, for him to lead them to win the battles that needed to be fought in order to possess the land, and then for them to draw lots and to distribute the land amongst the tribes.
弟兄姊妹，我哋知道呢个系历史嘅过程，嗰个需要系咁样做。
We know that looking back historically, these are the steps that needed to be taken.
但系历史旧约嘅历史过程系新约嘅影儿。
But the Old Testament history shadows or foreshadows what we experience today in the New Testament.
讲出一件事情，我哋今日呢个属灵嘅路程，亦都系要咁样样做。
It tells us that our spiritual walk must also follow the same path.
佢哋进入去迦南地，要以嗰个地方为成为佢嘅产业嘅意思，属灵嘅意思就话。他在那裡，在那一個地方，在那個地區裡面，在那裡安居樂業，以神的豐富來成為他們的豐富。
Now there is a spiritual meaning to the Israelites going in and possessing the land of Canaan. It means is to parallel for them to be able to establish, for possess the land, establish for themselves, and then to make that a place where God is able to dwell and God's magnificence is displayed.
今天我们属灵的学习，我们属灵 的路程是这样样，信耶稣，接受祂做我们救主，我们进到祂的里面，我们就享用去那里接受主耶稣成为了我们的供应，成为我们的供应。
Now our spiritual walk then should mirror that particular history. After we have received salvation, we enter into Christ, and then we need to be at a place where Christ becomes the supplier and the provider of all of our needs.
但问题在这里。
But the critical issue now is here.
我们都接受了主，我们都说我们知道在主的里面。
We have all accepted the Lord and His salvation, and we acknowledge that we are now in Christ.
但是我们却未曾真正的享用神所供应给我们的。
But we are not quite at the point where we are able to enjoy the fullness and abundance that is inherent in Christ.
为什么有的时候我们觉得，哎呀，我们的生活这么枯干啊？
Oftentimes we might complain and say, oh, I have such a sad life. There's so much bitterness in my life.
本来信了耶稣，我们应该好喜乐，好有满有平安。
After we accept the Lord, shouldn't we live a life where it's filled with joy and happiness?
但好似喺我嘅生命嘅里边，我都唔觉得有咁样嘅情况。
But why is it that I don't have that sense of joy in my heart, in my life?
啊，会唔会弟兄姊妹啊，就好似呢班嘅以色列人，佢哋冇咗系站喺神嘅应许地。
So could it be that we are just like the Israelites? Even though physically they are standing in the land of Canaan,
但是他未曾得到这个地作为他们的产业。
They have yet to possess the land as an inheritance.
以至到呢，我们本来应该有的，主给我们的丰富里头的享的平安，享的喜乐安息都好像没有。
So much so that the very joy and the peace and the rest that we should have access to in the Lord somehow seems quite far away from us.
好多嘅时候，我哋系追想以前啊，点样点样点样嘅好法。
Instead, we often are looking back and pursuing to relive or to rekindle whatever joy or life that we had in the past.
但却从来都冇实实在在咁样享用到神自己嘅。
But in doing so, we neglect the looking forward to enjoy the presence and the provision of God in our present state.
我唔知道弟兄姊妹你有冇咁样嘅思想，但系有时候我自己都系咁样谂嘅。
I'm not sure if brothers and sisters have that type of thoughts, but sometimes I do.
就系话我仲好后生啫。To me, sometimes I think,
well, I'm still relatively young.
系啊，我有好多嘢要做，但系我大把时间。
It's true, there are some things that I need to accomplish, or some goals that I want to be able to meet, but I still have time.
我最近聯絡翻一個我中學嘅同學。
Quite recently, I had made contact with one of my high school friends.
我同佢傾偈嘅時候，當然係講下舊陣時嘅嘢，舊陣時識嘅人。
So, in the course of our conversation, we touched on people that we know in the past, things that we had enjoyed together in the past.
講起某人嘅時候，佢就話俾我聽：，佢死咗幾年啦。
And so we would bring up names, and we would bring up this person's name, and then he all of a sudden said, oh no, he already passed away.
他說他臨死之前呢,很大的隱憂。
And then my friend said that that particular individual, before he died, he had a great, he was in great sorrow.
Yeah,他說因為他紅心大志,很多事情他想做。
Because this individual actually had set high goals, standards for himself.
但是呢,他死了,很多事情他都做不到。
But he was not able to meet them, and yet he now was faced with death.
咁同我講呢個同學呢,佢話我都係好多嘢想做㗎。
And so my high school friend went on and said, you know, me too. I'm just like our friend that just passed away. I have a lot of things I want to accomplish too.
佢話我以為呢,我退咗休之後呢,我好多時間做嘢。
And to me, I thought that, oh, after I retire, I'll have the time to do those things that I want to do, that I have set for myself.
我而家retire咗兩年。
And now, I've already retired for 2 years now.
我想做嗰啲嘢,一樣都未做。
And the very things that I wanted to do, I still haven't gotten to them yet.
弟兄姊妹,不知道你有没有这样的感觉?
What about you, brothers and sisters? Do you feel that same way?
时间就过得很快。
Time passes very quickly.
但是我们要做的,却无法在我们的时间控制底下完成。
And yet the very things that we want to be able to accomplish somehow is slipping through our control.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us, in Colossians chapter
4,
it says, make most of the opportunity. Because this is a wicked generation. It says in Ephesians chapter 5, in a similar way, it says to make the most of your time.
同樣的一節的聖經在那裡, 教導我們,亦都是提醒我們,要把握我們的時間。
The Bible teaches us, the Bible reminds us, that we need to take hold of our time.
在約翰福音,主耶穌曾經有一次這樣說過。
In the Gospel of John, the Lord, it records the Lord's words for us.
第九章他就說, 趁着八日,我们必须作那差我来者的工。
In chapter 9 of John, it tells us that we must work the works of him who sent me as long as it is day.
趁着八日,有读圣经的人告诉我们,那个所谓趁着八日,是希望,是意思讲到,当我们还有时间的时候,我们要把握。
So the commentators expound upon that phrase, as long as it is day, to meaning that as long as we have control of the time that we have, to take hold of the time that we have.
我小时候那时候就读书呢,就时时都听到这个说话的了,人人都讲的了。
When I was younger and I was a student, I hear this all the time. A lot of people say the same thing.
光陰似箭,日月如梭。
The days are
life is just like an arrow shooting arrow with one.
So the time is passing just as an arrow is shot and passes through.
我不知道在這裡美國有沒有這樣的教導。
I'm not quite sure if that's the same type of teaching, I guess, that's here in the United States.
所以无论在主的话里头, 即使是世界上的学问, 都叫我们要把握我们应该现在有的时间。
So whether it's secular teaching or whether it's teaching from the Word of God, it's the same message for us that we need to take hold of the time.
并且我们, 尤其是我们作基督徒,
especially as Christians,
特别要留意这一点,
take note of this one facet of our lives.
不要浪费我们的时间在别样的东西上,
don't waste your time on non-essential things.
因为时间很快就会过,
because time will pass very quickly.
我们要留心主的旨意,
we need to take note of the will of our Lord.
诗篇 90篇是摩西写的诗篇。
Now Psalm 90 is a psalm that was written by Moses.
摩西是世界上最圣经说是最谦和的人。
Moses is the most humble.
所以他讲的说话应该不会太过分。
He's the most humble of individuals, and so the things that he says, that he teaches, is not out of line.
如果弟兄们记得诗篇90篇那里讲什么？
Do you remember what is recorded in Psalm 90?
第九节他说, 我们道尽的年岁好像一声的叹息。
It begins with verse 9. It tells us that for all our days have declined in thy fury.
一生的年日是70岁, 又是强壮可以到80岁。
We have finished our years like a sigh. As the days of our life, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years.
但其中所倾夸的不过是劳苦受烦转眼成空, 我们便如飞,
yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone, and we fly away.
然后十二节,摩西又说, 求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子。
And then in verse 12, Moses teaches us to say, so teach us to number our days, that we may present to thee a heart of wisdom.
弟兄姊妹,我今天教导不是说, 老生常谈, 听了几十年,
so our focus today is not to say, okay, I've already spent the time. I've heard this before. That's fine, I understand it.
Yeah.
But rather, let's focus on this word of God that is used to remind us.
约书亚是神所用的,已经
Now, Joshua, who was a vessel that was greatly used by God, yet he fell into this dilemma.
何况我们这一班, 这么肤浅的人,
much less us, who may not measure up.
我们岂不是更加要留心?
Shouldn't we be even more diligent to keep to these words?
恐怕有一天神也都对我们说, 你年纪老迈了,你要得的地,
lest God one day will turn to us and say, you are advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed.
本来神要你呢,可以传福音给100个人听的。
Perhaps to quantify it, God had wanted for you to be able to evangelize and spread the gospel to 100 people.
但到如今,你都老到好像不动了, 才得50个人听过你讲的福音。
But yet we have grown old to such a point that physically I'm weak and my count is only at 50.
本来你可以用你的能力去帮助一些弟兄姊妹，或者是陪伴，或者是扶持，带领这些弟兄姊妹，叫他们可以刚强起来。
Perhaps your role was to go forward and to disciple, or to accompany, or to be with brothers and sisters, to be able to bring them along in their growth in the Lord.
本来一班的弟兄姊妹是要这样，在神的安排底下这样的，但是你如今却没有将人带到神的面前。
And perhaps that was what God had desired for this group of younger brothers and sisters to be under your care, and yet now, even now, you have not fulfilled that responsibility.
所以本来他们因着, 主的恩典，他们可以起来的，但现在他们不起来。
That if according to God's desire, by His grace, this group of brothers and sisters would have been able to be mentored and to be able to rise up for Him. But yet, because of your lacking, they are not able to do that.
弟兄姊妹，这样是不是亏欠啊？
Have we then fallen short of God's
standard? 你不单止亏欠了，你不亏欠自己，亏欠弟兄姊妹，亏欠神。
Not only have you shortchanged yourself, not only have you shortchanged those brothers and sisters, but you have also shortchanged our God.
所以弟兄姊妹，当神同呢个约书亚在讲呢句说话嘅时候
，So as God continued to speak to Joshua,
佢话约书亚你年纪老迈啦，仲有好多未得之地。
He says you are old and advanced in years, and very much of the land remains to be possessed.
我哋睇唔见神好似。在那裡責備他這樣。
Do we see that God is admonishing Joshua?
但是我們相信這個是神對他的一個提醒。
But even though that might seem to be the case, we also know this is a very poignant reminder given to Joshua.
所以後面呢主就告訴他 你未得的地方是什麼呢這樣那樣那樣。
And so that's why God goes forward from the rest of the text to list out, well, these are the lands. This is what's needed. This is still open. This is what needs to be possessed.
从南到北，从东到西，其实几乎呢，整个迦南地。
East to west, north to south, it lists out the various places that have yet to be possessed. And in reality, if you look at it, it's almost like the entirety of Canaan have yet to be possessed.
如果当时约书亚话，神啊，系，不过呢，我冇力咯。
If Joshua responded to God and said, you know, God, it's true. I don't have any strength anymore.
神就告诉他，其实不是你去将这些人，将这些迦南人赶走，是我，是神自己。
God responded to him and said, it's actually not you who is the one who will drive out all the Gentiles.I am the one who will drive out the Gentiles.
主怎么说啊？他说你只管去。
What does the Lord say? The Lord God tells him, go, merely go.
你只管照着我所吩咐你的。
And according to my command,
去将这些地分给以色列。
And allot the lands to Israel.
弟兄姊妹，你只管去。
Brothers and sisters, all you need to do is to go.
你不要再看自己有多软弱。
Don't look at how weak, or don't look at your own limitations.
仲不要再看下，哎呀，我仲可以做到啲乜
？Don't look to say, well, what can I do?
你只要照着神嘅话语去行就系。
Instead, go as God has commanded you.
神今日俾我哋每一个人都有一个嘅责任喺嗰度。
God, gives to us a particular responsibility.
俾我哋每一个人都要活出呢个基督嘅见证出嚟。
He desires for each and every one of us to be able to live out the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你只管去，照着神吩咐你嘅去做。
You merely need to go as God has commanded you.
呢个系今日我哋要学习嘅。
This is the lesson that we need to learn today.
约书亚喺神嘅面前系咁样将呢个接受过嚟。
And Joshua did so. He accepted this from God at that point in time. But today, God is speaking to us in a similar way. But if you say, no, God, it's so hard. Nobody's in a favor of this. I'm not sure if I will be able to subsist, to go forward.
听节目，如果我哋常常系咁样谂嘅话，我哋永远就留喺呢度。
Brothers and sisters, if that's our thought process, then we'll forever just remain just where we're at.
同约书亚同年嘅一齐喺嗰度征战嘅有另外一个人加勒。
Now there is actually another individual who was the same age range.As Joshua, who went through all the battles and who went through all the process that Joshua went through.
我们读过约书亚记，我们知道有加勒这个人。
We've already studied the portion of Joshua, the book of Joshua, so we know who that person is. That person is Caleb.
剛才我們讀第十四章的講到。
And so when in the middle section that we read earlier, in chapter 14, it tells us about Caleb.
40年我們沒有聽過加勒講過說話。
Now, if you look at the biblical recording, for 40 years, we heard nothing from Caleb.
40年之後,他來到約書亞的面前,他講說話。
But now, 40 years after the last time we heard anything about Caleb, Caleb now actually approaches Joshua and speaks to Joshua.
40年前,他因為同伴的軟弱,他不信,以致他得不到神那個應許給他的地方。
40 years ago, Caleb was in that group of Israelites whom, because of the overriding lack of faith, was not able to possess the land that was originally promised to them.
40年之後的今天,
but now, today, of that particular time, 40 years from the time that we last heard about him, he comes and now makes a request for that land which was promised to him.
所以他很清楚地說,他要求那個耶和華那天,40年前,應許他的這個地。
So that's why he was very, very specific in his request, or in his request. He says, now give me this hill country about which the Lord spoke on that day, that previous day.
那裡有安納族人。
Now, it's true, we have heard that the Anakim were there.
他有闊大堅固的城,
and that they have great fortified cities that are there.
環境上面是沒有改變,
circumstances-wise, it has not changed through these 40 years.
你記得嗎,40年前那些人就因為怕這些安納族人嘛?
Do you remember the reason why the Israelites didn't enter and possess the land? It was because of the Anakim, because they were giants that had lived in fortified cities.
於是他就怕到呢, 不敢走入去。
And so they were taken, they were so fearful that they were unwilling to go forward to possess and the land against them.
但加勒和約書亞就不是這樣。
Now, of course, Joshua and Caleb were the exceptions 40 years ago.
40年後,今天,他們的心智仍然是一樣。
And now, 40 years hence, they still possess the same mentality.
40年後他來求主要得著那個曾經應許過給他的地方。
As we see Caleb now coming forward 40 some odd years afterwards and to make a specific request of that very land which God had once promised to him way back when.
神祝福他,叫他身體仍然健壯。
God certainly has blessed Caleb to be physically as strong now, if not more strong than he was then.
留意我們要感謝主的就是他這個身體可以改變環境可以改變但他的心智卻沒有改變。But
what we are so thankful to see is not his physical strength or the circumstances. Physical strength may change, the circumstances may change, but his heart remains so true to God.
我經歷過很多事情是一段一段這樣的。
Now, for me, I've experienced issues or matters that have come in stages.
我記得很久之前,我上過一堂,那個先生第一天就跟我們說,今天我們有30人在這裡。
I remember long ago when I was a student, the very first day, the teacher stood up in front of the class and said to all of us, he says, look around you, there are 30 students in this class today.
他說,我不知道學期尾的時候,你們還有沒有30人來的?
But I'm not sure if by the end of the semester, whether there will still be 30 students in this class.
他說,我的經歷可能一半都要離開。
But my own personal experience, more than half of you would leave the class.
因為這個學期裡面有很多事情會發生。
Because there will be many things that will happen throughout the entire semester.
他說,但是只有那些堅持的,就可以去到學期。
But only those who are steadfast will be able to persist until the end of the term.
今天有很多的人,
today, there are many of us here, and we are gathered together in our worship?
40年之後, 我們不知道是不是還可以一起這樣?
40 years from now, how many of us will still gather together as one in worship?
弟兄們,你想想10年前,
just think about 10 years ago.
那個本來時節在你旁邊一起聚會的,
the person who always sat next to you whenever you guys sat down for worship, is he or she still there today? Caleb, for 40 years, his heart never changed.
以前是這樣,
just as he was then, he is now, today.
他要得的是什麼?是得著主自己的供應,得到主自己,能夠享用到神自己的供應。
But what is it that Caleb is shooting for? He wants to be able to enjoy the provision of his Lord. He wants to have the will of God established in his life. This is the lesson that Caleb is teaching us today.
你說,就這樣就行了?
You might say, oh, is that all there is?
求就行了。
Do I only need to ask that I would have the same heart?
沒錯,你求就行了。
It's true. You just have to ask. God is abundant.
你只要願意,
if you're willing, if you want it, God, the Lord will provide even greater blessing to you.
So,
so we see here, as we read earlier, the third portion of Joshua, that Caleb's daughter requested for something more than what was provided to her as a gift for her dowry, or as for the dowry for her husband.
所以他向父親來求的時候, 父親不僅給她水泉,
so she requested that not only land, but also the springs of water. And what did Caleb do in response to that request? He didn't just give her a spring of water. He provided both the upper springs and the lower springs to give to her.
弟兄姊妹,你相信神自己的恩典,
I'm sure that we are aware of the grace of God, and more than that, we have all experienced the grace of God. But for the Lord, our Lord, He gives grace upon grace. We cannot really state it to His utmost. We can't state all of it in particular. Just as in the hymn that our brother led earlier,
好像一個紙張,
if the entire sky was made of parchment,
如果海水都成為墨汁,
if all of the seas were ink,
所有的樹枝啊, 樹幹啊, 都成為筆的話,
and every stalk, every tree trunk was a quill,
個個都識寫,
and the entire populace of this world were filled with writers,
我們都一起來到, 埋頭苦幹, 來寫什麼呢? 寫神的恩典。
And if we were fully devoted to merely penning out or writing out the love of God, how it is for us,
寫神的大能,
to write of God's greatness,
那詩歌說, 都好像不夠,
that hymn tells us we would not have enough space.
主的恩典就是這麼大的。
And God's the Lord's love is that grand.
我們只要來到祂的面前, 來支取,
if we would only come before Him and ask to possess it, He will grant it to us.
所以弟兄姊妹,這句話說, 約,
so this phrase, Joshua, you are old and advanced in years and very much of the land remains to be possessed.
我們不要將祂 好像看來好像很消極的,哇,你這麼大年紀還有很多不行的,未行的,你快點啊。
Do not spin it to be a negative and say, this is a reprimand. God is saying, look at you, you haven't done anything, you're so old already, you still have all this stuff to do.
我們從積極的那個角度來看。
No, let's look at it on a, from a positive perspective.
是啊,我錯過了,我已經是 老賣了,已經是軟弱了,但是我們看見神仍然有很大的恩典,還有很多的地方我們可以去得的。
It's true that I might be old, that I might be advanced in years. But God is merciful. God's mercy and grace is so much bigger, and that there is still so much for land for me to go forward and possess.
所以弟兄姊妹，无论你今日年老或者话年幼。
So whether you are young or whether you are old today,
求主俾我哋有呢个嘅看见。
May we have this vision.
唔好让肉身肉体嘅属地嘅嚟到拦阻或者系阻扰我哋向主嗰个嘅追求。
Don't let our physical limitations or limitations based on our circumstances limit us in our pursuit of the Lord Himself.
所以这句话,你还有许多未得之处的地,是成为了我们一直的鼓励,一直的提醒。
So this phrase, very much of the land remains to be possessed, it needs to serve as our encouragement. It needs to serve as our reminder.
但愿主用祂的圣灵引导我们。May
the Lord continue to lead us with His Holy Spirit. And to speak even greater words to our for our understanding. Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我哋再一次嘅感谢你。
Beloved Lord, once again we thank you.
主啊，但愿你嘅旨意，你嘅心意要向人嚟显明。
That you have revealed your heart to man.
若求主，你嘅旨意能够让呢啲不愚昧嘅人得佢知道。
May your will be fully known by we, those who are so foolish.
让我们一起起来来跟随你。
May we then be able to respond and rise to follow after you.
一起进入到去侍奉的里面。
To enter together into service.
以致到主你的恩典，你自己的丰富，更能够在我们中间来显明出来。
May your grace and may your abundance be fully manifested amongst us.
叫你
In order that your name will be glorified.
将所有的感谢都归俾父神。
We offer all thanksgiving back to our God.
求主你恩待我哋。
May you deal kindly with us.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.